Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
25 years, Aero Precision is the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, hand guards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We haven't heard from this gentleman because he's been doing some work elsewhere, but he is back off of that particular gig and back with us, back at the Crime Prevention Research Center, joined again by Dr. John Lott. How are you, sir?
Doing great. Good to talk to you again.
How did you like your time in D.C.?
Oh, well, I think being in Washington pretty much confirmed all my worst fears about the government. This was kind of my second tour of duty. This was a short one. I was only there from October until yesterday. But, all the civil service people are Democrats, or virtually all of them are. But the one difference between being there in the 1980s and being there now is they're much more in your face in terms of making it clear to you that, where they're coming from politically. I don't go around wearing my political affiliation on my sleeve in terms of telling people, but either directly or indirectly, you would learn where they were coming from. I can give you kind of an indirect example, and that is one of the things I was trying to do. I was in the Department of Justice. My title was Senior Advisor for Research and Statistics. I was originally in the Office of Justice Programs, and then they moved me over to the Office of Legal Policy. And one of the first things I did when I got there in October was to convince the Bureau of Justice Statistics that when they were putting together data on the NICS background check system, they should try to put together information on who exactly was being denied and on the false positives, because I think that there's strong evidence indicating that blacks and Hispanic males are disproportionately denied being able to go and purchase a gun, and that they disproportionately face mistakes. That, you hear from gun control people all the time that there are 3 million plus dangerous prohibited people who have been stopped from buying guns because of background checks. So that's simply false. What they should say is that there are 3.5 million denials, and that virtually all of those are mistakes. Something over 99% of those are mistakes. And I got the Bureau of Justice Statistics, which is, they were putting together a report on the NICS system, to go and ask for some additional data to put in the report. They had had no problem getting all the other NICS information that they wanted to get, but on this, the FBI people who had the data, first of all, tried to convince them that they didn't really want to look at it. And when they said, yeah, we do want to look at it, the FBI took forever to get back, and they finally said a couple days after the election that the Bureau of Justice Statistics was going to have to fill out a FOIA, Freedom of Information Act request, to get the data from the FBI, and that in any case, even if they did do that, there's no way that they'd be able to finish going through it until after January 20th. So they're kind of making it obvious to everybody that they were, you know, that they were going to wait until after Biden got in there, and Biden's administration would no longer be interested in dealing with the data. So it was just one, you know, a typical example of just how they were plotting things, you know, in a purely political way. And, you know, and anybody who deals with Washington stuff, I mean, they deal with race and gender data all the time. It's hard to think of a case where they're not interested in looking at race and gender data. Surely the FBI collects that type of data all the time. But in terms of looking at denials for people being able to go and buy guns, that was just not considered appropriate to go and look at. And, you know, of course, it's obvious why they felt that way. They just felt that it wouldn't be good for the gun control side. I have to say this. People know, you know, with Comey and McCabe and Peter Strzok and all these guys in the FBI, how the leadership in the FBI was pretty thoroughly corrupted politically. And it's the way reason why they were able to get away with a lot of stuff, because if you have everybody who's like-minded, then, you know, nobody's going to raise objections or turn them in when they go and try to spy on an opposing party's presidential campaign or do some of the other things that they tried to do with Michael Flynn and others. And what happened is just deal with that. They actually went into other areas, and I know at least the data area was one area where they also, I believe, kind of corrupted who they let in.
We're about to be heading into the first break. Just out of curiosity, will Mr. Pollack be staying with Crime Prevention Research Center, or is he going to move on?
Andrew's moving on, but I greatly appreciate him taking the time to go and head the ship for the months while I was gone. I mean, it looked like he was going to take over permanently if Trump had won. I would have been staying there, but Andrew was nice enough to relinquish his role.
He published a column that I kind of wondered about, because he pointed out that they were very, very skittish with you being in place in the Trump administration, and they were wondering what they were going to do with you and all this other stuff. And you know,
right. Well, there's a lot of people upset. I can kind of go through that story if you want.
Well, I mean, we're coming up on the first break. Let's talk about that in the next segment. But he's sort of a fearless type, isn't he?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Definitely. Are you glad?
More, pardon?
Are you glad to be back where you're at now that this is behind you, or would you have preferred that there be four more years? And like I would have, I mean, you
well,
thought
I mean,
of you being up there.
Even if I wasn't going to be involved, I would have preferred four more years. I think it's going to be a disaster for people, for the country, with Biden. You know, I think Trump was doing a good job on the economy and everything else. And, you know, it's the irony to me is Biden goes in there and he says he's going to be the unity candidate. I haven't seen him do anything in order to try to unify people. It's basically him saying he supports unity as long as the Republicans go along and do what he wants to have done. They never reached out to try to unify with Trump when he was president. And, you know, it's just, you look at how they deal with the riots that occurred at the Capitol. I mean, Trump denounced those. In fact, the riot there occurred even while he was still speaking. So it's, and he didn't say anything that was objectionable.
I want to bring that up. Hang on for me. We're coming up on the break, because I definitely want to bring that part of it up as well. How would people find you? How would they find the work you do?
Well, our website is crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org, and you know, they can find our work and our research there.
Sign up for the newsletter. It is a great the breaking news is the best stuff you've seen. So check that out, crimeresearch.org. We'll be right back. My guest is Dr. John Lott. This is Lock and Load.
Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out. at aeroprecisionusa.com. We are speaking with Dr. John Lott from the Crime Prevention Research Center. So, one thing you just pointed out that a lot of people haven't really been talking about is a timeline regarding the... Was it really a riot that happened on January the 6th? Would you characterize that as a riot?
Well, I mean, there was some violence. It wasn't like the riots that we've seen in D.C. or the inauguration for Trump. But, you know, obviously there were people who were trying to break in, and I don't know. I mean, but you're talking about, I guess, a few hundred people that were involved in that, and they shouldn't have done it, and they should be punished for it. To me, the interesting thing is the difference in the reactions. I mean, one, I don't see anything in Trump's speech, despite being impeached for this, that advocated violence. In fact, what he said was he wanted people to peacefully, he used the word peacefully, march over to the Capitol and show support for the congressmen and senators who were going to be challenging the election results and asking for an audit there. And, you know, I suppose one can go and say talking about vote fraud can get people concerned and upset, as they should be. But, you know, you have places like in Philadelphia where they wouldn't let observers get within 20 feet of either removing the ballots from the envelopes or counting them. In Allegheny County, you had people, the observers had to be in a separate room where they could watch via closed-circuit TV, what was going on, but the cameras in those cases were 25 feet away. They couldn't see anything through the small screens that they were given. You know, you have to ask yourself why they wouldn't let observers observe either the envelopes when the ballots were removed or the counting of them. There must be some reason why they would go to those types of extremes, but I mean, we can go through that, but the bottom line is, to me, just comparing it to the inauguration 4 years ago. 4 years ago, there was a lot of violence. I don't remember Obama or Biden or Harris or Pelosi or Schumer or any national Democrat or any of the Democrats in the Senate condemning that violence that was there, and surely not immediately as Trump did. You know, it's not just a double standard. I mean, it's a completely different standard because Trump condemned it. They were actually rioting while he was speaking. So it's kind of given that it takes some time to get from whatever venue Trump was speaking at to the Capitol. You know, they probably left when he started giving a talk. And so to go and blame his talk for that just seems kind of ridiculous. And everybody talks about this as, you know, an affront to democracy, the violence that occurred when Trump was inaugurated. Why isn't that considered, an affront to democracy there at that time? But, you know, it's just different standards.
Well, I know it's different standards. It's ridiculous, but it's different standards. One thing that I've been dying to ask about is you're a statistician. And when you look, I mean, have you actually looked at what happened on election night? Have you had a chance to look at that yet?
Yeah, I put together a report. It's at the Social Science Research Network. I did that work while I was at the Department of Justice, technically on my own time, but I did it while I was there. And, I think there's a fair amount of evidence. Hey, look, here's the problem that Republicans face. The courts refused to look at the evidence of vote fraud. Republicans kind of faced, they faced a catch-22 because they would go to court and they'd say, look, the Democrats broke all the rules. They wouldn't let observers observe. They wouldn't go and match the signatures on the absentee ballots. And the courts would say, yeah, that's bad. Those are violations. They shouldn't have done it. But we're not going to get involved in this unless you can show to us in advance that there was enough of this fraud to change the outcome of the elections. And the response that the Republicans would give would say, look, well, we weren't allowed to observe. We couldn't see the actual number of cases where they were engaged in this fraud. And so we'd like to have discovery so that we can go and do things like look at the outside of the envelopes just to check the signatures and do other things to go and try to measure the size of the fraud. And the courts would say, well, again, this was bad. They shouldn't have done it. But unless you can go and show us beforehand that there was enough fraud to alter the outcome of the election, we're not going to go further down this road. We're not going to grant you discovery. And so the courts never got involved in looking at the amount of fraud. What I try to do with my research is to get measures of whether or not the amount of fraud that occurred was significant enough to go and alter the outcome of the elections. And I think I had some evidence, that in fact, that that was the case. One thing that I tried to do was to look at precinct-level data, where you have precincts that are next to each other on opposite sides of county borders, where one of the counties was said to have engaged in fraud and another one didn't, to compare the difference in Trump's share of the absentee ballots versus Trump's share of the in-person votes. I mean, you have to understand, when you're dealing with precincts, you're dealing with relatively small geographic areas. Allegheny County had 1,323 precincts in that county. Fulton County in Georgia, which is where Atlanta is, had something like 384 precincts. So you have small areas. And if you're just looking at two small areas that are next to each other on opposite sides of a street, you're going to have areas that are fairly similar to each other. And you're also accounting for the difference in the in-person share of the vote that Trump get, which is another way of trying to make sure they're similar areas. And also, I had information on demographics.
Hang on right there for me. We're coming up on the next break. Let you gather that up. I've had a nagging cough myself. The website is crimeresearch.org. That's where Dr. Lott does his work. Back from the Trump administration. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The new president and first lady are in their home. Joe and Jill Biden walked the last part of the inaugural parade route and then entered the main doors of the White House with members of the large Biden family. When it comes to working on legislation with the new president, South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham tells Fox News,
infrastructure, maybe something on immigration smaller. But at the end of the day, I think President Biden deserves his cabinet. I'll be voting for the Secretary of Defense and Secretary of State nominees. I think they're both highly qualified, and I want to work with President Biden to get his team in place.
The Dow continuing to set records as it did under the Trump administration. Your final numbers at the closing bell, the Dow gaining 258 points to close at 31,188. You're listening to USA Radio News. Before leaving Washington, D.C., then-President Trump held a departure ceremony at Joint Base Andrews in Maryland.
This has been an incredible 4 years. We've accomplished so much together.
The president highlighting his accomplishments.
We rebuilt the United States military. We created a new force called Space Force. That in itself would be a major achievement for a regular administration. We were not a regular administration.
The president also with kind words for the Biden administration.
I wish the new administration great luck and great success. I think they'll have great success. They have the foundation to do something really spectacular.
Lottery players once again failing to win the Mega Millions top prize, sending the jackpot soaring to close to $1 billion on Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with Dr. John Lott, fresh off of his gig in D.C., back at the Crime Prevention Research Center. We were talking about, can we say anomalies in the election numbers that you saw?
Yeah, no, I think there was real problems with it. I mean, I don't know how anybody can deny that. You know, one can go and debate whether it was enough to change the election results, but claims that there was not fraud just don't seem serious to me.
Well, let me ask you a question. With all of these ballots that were found, what is the plausibility? I'm not talking about possibility. What was the why were there none found for Donald Trump? Why did none of those
they had large batches come in late at night that would be, you know, essentially all or virtually all just for Biden. It seems very unlikely. I didn't look at that per se, but others have looked at it, and you know the statistical likelihood is extremely low. Even if you want to go and say absentee ballots overwhelmingly went for Biden, you know, to get that many in a row just isn't plausible. I mean, maybe you can get 90% on average or 85% or 80% on average, But essentially to get, 99% or whatever, even if the underlying sample is, 90% on average, it's just you're not going to get 20,000 or 30,000 where it all comes in on one side, or 110,000 all on one side. So, I mean, here's the problem, and that is somebody has to have a benign explanation for why Democrats went to the extremes that they did to prevent observers from observing what was going on. Why would they go and do that if it wasn't to try to obtain something significant that was going on? And I don't know. I have a hard time explaining it otherwise. If you make it so that observers are completely incapable of observing what's going on. I mean, I've talked to observers who have observed elections in other countries, even third world countries. And observers are close enough to be able to go and watch what was going on. In Pennsylvania, the state Supreme Court, which is controlled by Democrats by a 5-2 margin, said, well, since the law merely said that the observers had to be able to observe, we're going to let these heavily Democratic counties determine exactly how close people could be. And so in Philadelphia, you had observers limited to be no closer than 20 feet, and some were held 100 feet away from the ballot county. When observers tried to go and use binoculars to try to watch what was going on, they had their binoculars taken away, or the guys were removed from even, the distance that they were at to be able to observe it. I mean, why do that? I mean, what type of benign explanation can you give? If you're going to force people to be 20 feet away, why won't you even let them look at what's going on through binoculars? I mean, one can go and say you're concerned about COVID and you wanted to keep people at 6 feet, which by itself would make the job difficult enough to be able to do. But having them at 20 feet or 25 feet or 100 feet, there's no CDC rules that say you have to keep people at those types of distances. It's just not serious. And I've never heard any benign explanation for why you would set up those types of rules unless the whole purpose was to keep people from actually observing.
When you say looking for benign, I mean, there really is no benign explanation for this other than they were trying to not be seen. Is that is it as benign? They didn't want to see what they were doing. They didn't want observers noticing that. Is that as benign as it can get?
Well, that wouldn't be very benign. But I mean, I think it's the obvious explanation, and I agree. I'm just saying that I have a hard time thinking of any other reason why you would act in that way, and I haven't heard the Democrats provide any explanation for it. Instead of talking about these types of things, the media, including Fox, everybody saying, well, there's no fraud here. And, and if they're concede anything, they'll finally maybe concede that they just don't think that there was significant fraud. I don't know how they know that. I don't know how they know that there wasn't going to be significant fraud. Why go through and do all the things that they wanted to do to stop observers from watching if it wasn't for some type of significant goal that they had? But, you have places like YouTube. Google controls YouTube, owns it. Where they took down just on the first day that they were doing it, 20,000 videos that had dealt with vote fraud issues. When Trump came out and gave his talk about fraud, you couldn't even find it on YouTube. I mean, the networks didn't carry it. You'd go through and just find page after page of news reports saying that Trump was wrong. And they'd have like a 30-second clip or something from Trump's talk, but nothing substantial. And then they'd go and say, well, there's no fraud. But it's just the amazing amount of censorship that goes on these social media platforms and the news media. It seems like if if they had a strong case to make, they would have open discussions about this and convince people that there were benign explanations for what they did.
Benign, I love that. When we get back, we're coming up on the next break in a couple of minutes here. I know that you, in the past, when you've been researching crime and causation of crime and everything, you've looked at things on a county-by-county level. And have you looked at the elections? And there was an overlay they did. Somebody did an overlay with Biden in 2020, Trump in 2020, and Obama in 2012. And I just wondered if you'd seen that and looked at that. And I don't want to go into that now, but I do want you to be thinking about that because sometimes, once again, when you're looking for that benign explanation as to how the numbers would come out there or how the numbers would work out in their favor, you know, like the vote total, like somehow or other, are we to believe that Joe Biden, who didn't campaign, got 12 million more votes than Barack Obama, who I thought was a brilliant campaigner? He wasn't a very good president, but he was a pretty good campaigner. And, you know, once again, that brings up another anomaly. And the other thing I want to, how many different facets have you identified as causing anomalies in this? Because there was more than one. And it seems sort of very well coordinated. But you think about that for me, please, as we're heading into the break. Dr. John Lott is the head of the Crime Prevention Research Center. This is a think tank where all the very best stats come out. Nobody, well, you know, Annie Gunner's questioned him because it does his stuff doesn't work with their narrative. But when he is peer-reviewed, his methods are always found to be sound, and his research is always held up as the gold standard. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared, to make my pops want to talk and all the wisdom he shared.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Youngevity. TeamGaday.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day. And our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Coming to you live. Excuse me. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking to Dr. John Lott, and we've been talking a little bit about the election politics and some of the stuff. Have you looked at the, because they did try to offer a benign explanation as have you seen the breakdown of the counties won?
Yeah, well, I mean, I've looked at county data differently. What I looked at was the voter turnout rate. I mean, it's related to what you're talking about. But what you find generally is that the more Republican counties had, the more Republican a county was, the higher the turnout that it had. The more heavily Democratic counties generally did not have a higher turnout. In fact, it was somewhat lower than it was in 2016. But with the exception of those counties where fraud was said to have occurred in the swing states, in those urban areas where fraud was alleged, you had a very high Democratic turnout in those places. So, you know, if you have two swing states, like Ohio or North Carolina, where there's, or Florida, where there's not allegations of fraud occurring, really, you know, why didn't you see high turnouts in the heavily Democratic parts of those states, the urban areas there, but you saw the high turnout in selective areas where fraud was said to have occurred in other swing states. So, you know, it's not just the high turnout across the board. It's the high turnout where they had these problems that were supposedly occurring, and whether or not those were real votes or not is part of the question.
Right. The breakdown, as I saw it, was Biden won 505 counties. Trump won 2,300 and something counties.
Yeah, no, Right. Biden had the least number of counties won of any Democrat, basically, ever, as far as I could tell.
And I think in 2012, Obama won like 850-something counties, but Biden got 81 million votes, and Obama got 69 million votes in that overlay. And the benign explanation that they offered was that Biden got won all of the most populous counties.
Right, right. Well, I mean, the question is, he didn't do it for all these. I mean, he may have won Democratic counties in Ohio and North Carolina, but he didn't have unusual turnouts in those areas. He won the votes in those heavily Democratic areas, but why is it, you know, in Allegheny County or, you know, Wayne County in Michigan or Milwaukee County or Madison in Wisconsin or Fulton in DeKalb in Georgia, why is it in those particular counties that that's where the Democratic turnout seemed to be so amazingly high and not, you know, Democrats across the board? Why weren't Democrats in other parts of these swing states also motivated to turn out in large numbers? Why was it only in those areas where the fraud was alleged?
Well, that's a pretty good question, isn't it? That's a really good question as far as that goes. I hadn't thought of it in those terms because I didn't look at the turnout part of it. That becomes the next thing. So is there now? And I don't know the law, and I don't know if you know the law, but somebody asked me this question today. And I guess my question would be, and this would be more from you as an observer, because I don't know if you've ever done stats or looked at these kind of things or done studies in this area, but if there was some smoking gun that were suddenly to rear its head, and it began to look like, well, yeah, you won this fraudulently, what then? Do you have any idea how that works? I have no idea how
that
works.
Well, I mean, you can't just put Trump in. I mean, Biden is the president now. There are certain timetables for going and objecting.
Right.
And that's done. I mean, I suppose you could impeach him, but Democrats aren't going to go along with that, and the Democrats control both the House and the Senate. So, I mean, that's the worrisome thing to me, that the Democrats control everything there. And, you know, they're going to be able to put in a lot of their regulatory agenda. And, you know, it's interesting. When Trump won, Democrats said that he was illegitimate. And they made it impossible for him to get anybody confirmed. I mean, through his entire presidency, it was just taking, you know, 9-10 months for them to get anybody confirmed to any type of political appointment. And but already the Republicans are saying, well, you know, Biden deserves to have his team in there. You know, I wish the Democrats had been willing to at least grant Trump a tiny bit of that, but they fought tooth and nail, even on completely uncontroversial appointments. They made it, dragged it out, because then it allowed them to stop other people from being confirmed. They would filibuster every single one, requiring cloture votes, and not everyone, but maybe 90% of them. And, you know, it just dragged out the whole process. So the Senate, a lot of what the Senate was doing over the last 4 years was just going through the couple days of debate that they'd have to have for every nomination, no matter how unimportant.
Yeah, I'm not. I heard Lindsey Graham. He's my senior senator. I heard him out there saying, well, I think he should be able to seat his cabinet.
I mean, the question is, do you have to do something where you say, look, you guys, this is what you did, and you have to see what it's like to go through and have an administration where you can't have hardly any of your guys in place for years. And if somebody leaves, it takes years to replace them. You know, maybe if the Democrats saw what that was like, then they would wouldn't do that again to the next Republican. But you know, I hope you would think maybe the Republicans would get some credit for this, but they're not going to by the media. It's just going to be assumed that this is what they should do on this, that they should let the Democrats have their way, and you shouldn't treat the Democrats the same way that they, you know, treated the Republicans.
Yeah, I have to agree with you on that one. I just don't know. Well, I will say this. I'm glad you're back. I'm glad I can reach out and bring you in and we can have these little talks and shed a little light on some of these things. And I guess we'll see. One thing, though, you know, we haven't had in recent memory a 50-50 Senate. And I know that Kamala Harris is going to be the tiebreaker, and I'm sure she'll vote with the Democrats every time. But the last time we had it, I think we had Trent Lott and Tom Daschle, and they got along. I don't know how well this is going to work out for the Senate with Schumer and McConnell. Unless McConnell decides that, well, you know, they're the majority, so we have to go along with them. We're not even going to, you know. So we'll see. I guess we'll see.
Well,
in any event.
You know, we did have something similar under the first 2 years of the Trump administration.
Right.
Republicans had a 51-49 seat majority, but you had McCain in there. And
yeah.
When McCain got sick, he just didn't resign. He, out of spite or whatever, he held on to the seat, even though he didn't show up for work for like
yeah.
8 months or whatever. And
I'm running out of time, Dr. Lott. I'm running out of time.
All right, thank you.
But I'll be back to you. I will be back to you. Glad you're back. My best to Ms. Gozer, and we'll be talking.
All right. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Coming up next, time for a discussion with Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load. Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.